Hello, Tashi Dele. Now I'm going to recite our prayer first. Willingness or with a genuine motivation. This is our kind of step by step to train one's mind, become habituate in the future. Good habituation. This is good habits. There are bad habituation and a good one. So bad one, that means the some habits driven by ignorance and towards suffering, that those are negative habits, harming self and others. Good habits, something wandering in the mind and the action in the speech and the body that brings joy and happiness to oneself and others. Not only this short temporarily, but also long term and ultimate. That driven by wisdom. So we can rely on that. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. I'm going to repeat again. Mind training, the 72 aspirations, accelerations. I prostrate to gurus and precious jewel and spiritual friend, hidden deities and three jewels. I supplicate to you my crown jewel. With being my crown ornament, please look upon my shameless mind. For phony practitioners who lack dharma and have a shameless wrong intentions, I'm giving advice as a remedy. This will help you along. So listen. If I don't expose yourself, your thoughts, you will not understand your doubt. If you don't listen to loving advice, you will just get worse and worse. Your present suffering occurs because you have done wrongs in past lives, in your past lives. The fault is yours. Prepare to bear the hardship. Hardship. Do not take the moral high ground. All pains and pleasure of this present depends on karma from past. So you do not have any choice. Whatever happens, try make it your friend. The pleasure of this life are fleeting. If you want lasting happiness, you must willingly accept all the mineral sufferings of this life. Minor suffering of this life. Even the tiniest present pain can exhaust sufferings from the past deeds and become pleasure in the future. So cultivate joy for suffering. Adversity is a spiritual friend. Obstacles inspire spiritual practice. Suffering is a broom of misdeeds. Don't be upset or view them as misfortune. Flame is a flatter of the maras. Respect is lasso of the fetters. Good fortune is a block to spiritual practice. Do not view poison as a medicine. If you don't cut through the idea of your project project, whatever you do, you will never be happy. For those who see through their own projections, misfortune appears as a friend. If you aren't embarrassed by your own mind, others' rebukes are illusion. Don't listen to others' words. Instead, make your own mind the judge. Don't build yourself up in this life using dharma to deceive by acting counter dharma as if that were dharma. Put the worldly out of your mind. Of the two, fame and bounty in this life and the dharma that helps in the next. Do not just do whichever comes up or else whatever carries you away. Definitely practice the dharma for the next. Nothing is rarer than an entourage with the faith and respect. Nothing is worse than a scoundrel for a leader. Do not act like big wag admired by all. Grasp the humble aspect of lowliness. You are the lowest in the world. Being envious and competitive towards others with merit, while unashamed of your own faults, is mistake. Without reversing from deep within desire for appearances, sensory objects, do not act to deceive lay people by faking a wish to be venerable. Useless, unless you have convictions in your mind about the sutras and the tantras the Buddha taught. Don't be so proud and delude yourself by clinging to jargon and words. Ingrained from beginningless time, misconceptions are not discarded at once. So don't expect excellency too soon. Develop your mind gradually. Doing study competitively, being a teacher for fame, and speaking with the pride of wanting to be erudite. Think these three become dharma. Can these three become dharma? There is no benefit in teaching others that hasn't risen in your own mind. You should be ashamed of yourself. So do not sell the true dharma for gain. Not feeling truly wearing with the world, you keep the eight concerns in your heart and the renunciation to others. Do not grumble too much. Your mouth has a great faith. Inside you have a little. While thinking you will do something, you're grown old. You are quick to start but slow to mature. Meditate on being disgusted with yourself or embarrassed by yourself, with yourself. Just as the nature of fire is hot, the nature of beings is to have faults. Instead of thinking of others' flaws, consider your own and give them up. The behavior of a Mahayana guru may not look good on the outside, but you don't know their innermost thoughts, so do not ponder the guru's faults. Any thought in your mind is clear and unobscured to the Buddha's wisdom. Don't let bad thoughts that would offend the Dhyadam deity stirring in your mind. black-sided people among the blend. The Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas always see with unobscured vision. Do not behave badly in private. Ordinary beings are hard to please. From familiarity, instead of your quality, they will see your faults and criticize you. Practice in solitude. All parents, children, nieces, nephews, cousins, and relatives in this life are like travelers arriving and leaving in in your own mind, do not feel related. When you leave empty-handed and naked, though poor, you will still leave things behind. Don't gather things by doing wrong. From deep within, commit to begging. You have no power to stay forever in the tall houses that you built. So don't do pointless construction work. Keep a mountain retreat. When the unmarried get married, child they do not need are born. They will have to be shameless beggars. Don't listen to bad advice to take a spouse. Great beings who are free of desire have no need for a karma mudra. When the mind is mixed with the desire, the mudra will lead you to lower realms. Don't look at inferior bad examples that causes of non-dharmic behavior. Instead, seeing them as deserving compassion and follow the Mahasiddha's footsteps. Skillfully give up negative friend. Follow exalted spiritual friend with the learning and the venerable qualities. Who have given up the world. As with wish-fulfilling jewels, blessings come from the respect in your heart, in your mind. Have a fervent devotion for the deities, the gurus, and the three jewels. The guides, that spiritual friends shows you unmistaken path, make the instruction they have taught into the core of your practice. By learning well with the intelligent, the baskets of the Buddha's teachings, free yourself of unknowing and doubt. Study while you are young. If you are not carried by a great friend, just as a shoddy pot leak from its base. Shoddy, yes. Your defiled mind is forgetful, so guard it by contemplating what you have listened to. With all the power in your being, keep cleanly without any stain. The precious training in discipline, the cause of gaining the precious human body. They stir up the mind and harm the body. They are condemned by the learned and the venerable. They are the origin of all wrongs. Give up alcohol and sex. When you feel overly helpful towards the women among your disciples. Desire Miss quarantine as a compassion can create obstacles for the Dharma, obstacles for Dharma. To conquer the enemy of afflictions who create suffering for you, do not be afraid of discouraged, rouse the pride and the confidence. And now is today's part. It's just as bleeding and the burning are cures for internal illnesses, the severe austerities of Dharma are means to cure the suffering of the lower realms. Do not, don't be too delicate and afraid. So this, so that means we, if we practice Dharma, we have to sometimes put some effort, not always maybe comfortable. While you are really emerging into spirit of the aspiration or your aspiration and the good quality of Dharma itself merges, then you feel blessed and feel encouraged and peaceful too. But sometimes you have to put effort too. You have to plan, you have to have some plan to cultivate your mind. And often because mind is like, how to say, you have to constantly, because we have a constant illusions, so we have to kind of aware about our mind. Hearing, contemplation, and meditation, through self-discipline, meditation, and wisdom, like you practice and study all the time. So those become effortless after a while. But especially in the beginning, you felt meditation, you may feel that meditation is a little bit hard to sit there for long. And sometimes feel tiring. Of course, you can immediately rest or adjust yourself. But constant, some effort is necessary. So this is said in medicine, Tibetan, like four tantra of Tibetan medicine. There are kind of root tantra, explanatory tantra, oral instruction tantra, and subsequent tantra. These are called the four tantra of original medical, important root text. They're mentioned like 72 spot you can use bloodletting methods cure your disease. This is just the one. In Tibetan medicine is quite a highly developed system. So the disease treated by bloodletting therapy, like are the diffuse disease disorder. These, I think, Appomattox also too. Inflammation, wounds, and the gout. These also, you can use also called the yellow water disease, leprosy, maybe others also too. Eczema, these, you can use the bloodletting methods. Seemingly, this is a little bit, you intentionally use different tools. There are many tools mentioned, for different purpose and, what kind of issues you have, hearing issues or sights on internal organ, or difficult to walk, or the nose kind of disease. There's a whole system of body you can use the methods of bloodletting to cure. These are effective. But of course, once you use these methods, then feel a little bit blood come out, because you have to examine your body condition. If you are too weak, it's not good. If you let in body blood come out, you have to drink, eat, and something to can let body blood have to kind of fill back. You cannot just really lean in all the time or something. But this is just they use this as an example. There are a lot of burning also, and the acupuncture type of methods to cure. Those are a little bit painful, or you looks not very attractive when you're curing. Use these methods, but those are very useful. So they said the same. Sometimes we need to go through a little bit hardship or practicing Dharma or really make some effort. Then in order to avoid in future sufferings and bring others suffering, because we have ignorance and different emotions. Even Buddha himself also went some hardship practice in the beginning. So the 6 years he went to forest and met different group of different master and the practitioners. He used his body to, push himself physically to some kind of limits to practice. These are sometimes Buddhism, in a Buddhist understanding, said it's not necessary. Even Buddha did that because after found that is not a proper path. So it's like a little bit wrong way to do it. But anyway, that is one kind of we should think of. Sometimes we have to read that Buddha's hardship practice as the example for showing us some practice hardship is necessary. We should not avoid in all the difficult kind of practice. And let's see. And then they stir up the mind. Oh, this one is finished, I think. Let's see. If you are unable to endure such a present suffering as these, your hope to endure the suffering of, your hope to endure the sufferings of the three lower realms is deluded. That means in our life, we are trying to avoid all painful feelings that described in the scripture, said three lower realm is much difficult place for many aspects. Not all of these are suffering all the time, but there are more uncertainty, the pain and the self-independent is difficult in those realms. So then it said, try to, even in this life a little bit inconvenient. Like, of course, I do eat meat once in a while, but also for some good reason, avoiding meat reduce the meat consumption. Maybe also it's good, virtuous deeds. Because you, for this pleasure, or you can say delicious food, meat is really delicious food, but thinking about the lower realms or the suffering of others, may we think we can reduce. If we let some people not eating, also very good. Reducing to very limit, then it's also good too. Completely avoiding harming others is almost impossible, but we can reduce the time and the intensity or the numbers and these. If you will not gain the precious human body by having, by behaving in the way you do, the high view of hoping to achieve Buddhahood is a mistake. This is just the same, not saying Buddhahood is, we should avoid of thinking that we should become Buddha, that kind of, aspiration. We should have that aspiration, but actual practice, you have to see the reality, where we are now. From the, what's it called? You have a far vision, but at the same time, you have to be stable on the every step you kind of cross, moves. So you examine what we are doing now is very necessary, so we can think of how we are doing, close approaching to enlightened path, or we are approaching to rebirth in human realm or animal realm, even lower realm or higher realm. So if we are doing very negatively, but in the mind we think we are approaching to Buddha or enlightened kind of a state, then we have to kind of reconsider, readjust, think what is really going on. This part. You have again, what is difficult to get, the precious human body with the leisure and resources. Don't let what you have got disappear. Growing is the everlasting crop. So these, of course, these verses can have a long explanation, but make long explanation short. It said we already have a human form is very fortunate, because we can communicate, we can study self-discipline, meditation, and also we can, directly experience from our view or practice. So it leisures, 8 and also 10 resources, it's counted by saying the human body is very difficult to gain. The different aspect of our advantages as a human being. And then meditate on the rejoicing in the virtue that others do. If you have an urge to do what you should not. Restrain the movements of your body and speech. So, of course, it said, if you rejoice others' virtuous deeds, then you also have a shared the same amount of merit. This is a kind of usually you can find in Dharma teachings. This says, like, one happy person, and if you feel happy for this person, then you will become happier, same level of a happy person too. Virtues also have a, how to say, because virtuous mind can influence others, virtuous mind, another virtuous mind. So negative also same. If one doing something very wrong thing, then the other one very rejoice for the wrong thing. This means two people have a shared same spirit or energy, same kind of intention. So Dharma teaching always saying karma is based on the intention. So of course, then once while these could happen if some other people doing right things and then meditate virtuously, doing virtuous things, but for some reason the other people see this as a not happy situation or feeling awkward or jealousy or those happens, then it said you should restrain the movement of your body and speech. So some people behave like that, always have to praise one and to criticize another person. That means there are one attachment, one is aversion, anger. Those always express those two aspects. So even others doing like virtuous deeds, but we may find something to criticize or saying other people are doing better than this or that, these things. So it then we create others who are doing not damaged by our opinion, but we collect negative karma while others are doing virtuous deeds. So these we should always avoid. Then the resources of spring and the common sita, it dispels your own and others' obstacles. Exert yourself without any doubt in the practice of Eden deities. Virtual self. Come on, Choco, go to your, so now is the talking about, practice Eden deities, then how you do it. This have a special benefit. It says this is so the source of supreme and the common siddha means accomplishment. Siddhi. It dispels your own and others' obstacles. That is also, what's it called? The eliminate, negative, karma. Dispel the negative, behaviors of these. Able to do it through the, Idam deity practice. And then exert yourself without any doubt means you have to trust yourself. You have all qualities that deity, Idam deity, or enlightened beings who possess all qualities. You have the same capacity. You have the same seeds. So in the Idam deity practice, you usually visualize Idam like Avalokiteshvara or Manjushri or Buddha. And then second is you chant the mantra. Mantra have elements of the all aspiration and accomplishment of that state of mind. And then third is you can visualize the light from the Yidam to offering all goodness quality of once kind of you generate bodhicitta and the compassion, these you this become like manifest all the good aspect of offering, like become like offering to enlightened beings. Enlightened beings no need anything, but they have this quality of wisdom and a compassionate mind. So if you through the Idam deity practice, you rise this compassion and that wisdom aspect of mind, then this is best offer for them, because this is accomplished source of accomplishment. They become that Idam deity. And then, of course, it said you have the Idam deity will can become like, this is just a same time, Idam deity is not something solid thing, but it's a appears as a like rainbow, or the nature of all phenomena is anti-nature and vividly appears. So it's a appearance and emptiness is more spontaneously same actually we're talking about. So your nature, body, physically and mentally, it's same. So in the practice, you see, visualize Idam deity merging into your form of your body. Your body also become an illusory type of body, like no solidity, nothing really concrete. It's a kind of understanding that. Then it said, all you them, the enlightened beings, quality of compassion, wisdom, and power, merit, or qualities, everything, you have a same. So suddenly the Idam become, when merging you to yours, you, then you have to recognize and trust that you have this, basic seeds become matured in that moment. Then, through the enlightened kind of a state of mind, you see everything is very, everything differently. So this is mentioned in the text of generation stage and the completion stages of practice. So if you have a familiar with those, then you know what I'm talking about. It's called mind and like a mantra. Mantra is kind of a calling, like, and then the practice and accomplishment, calling and or minding and the accomplishment. I think if you say mind your business, right? Mind, that means the through mind. Everything is mind, actually. What manifestation in your experience is without mind? Nothing. So it's mind, everything. So it's this, generally talking about this part in this. Once the drunken elephant of the mind has been dragged away from wrong objects, the tangle of afflictions will blow. So hold it with the rope of mindfulness. So what we're saying is after this training, you have to have the basic foundation. What is the foundation? It's like a shamatha meditation. You have to have some trainings, some effort to kind of maintain that meditation. You can maintain that visualization. And state of mind. Without shamatha meditation training, our mind can be very unstable, and many visualization is not much clarity. With some certain experiences, there is no stability. So for this, it said mindfulness is very crucial. Mindfulness is the main power that increase your quality, your practice of your shamatha meditation or calm abiding meditation. You should use always mindfulness to train the mind, the aspect of stability. You through the mindfulness, you can increase your stability of your mind. Otherwise, it's like a normal day. When you engage in some yidam practice or any other chanting, reading, your mind still continuously wandering too much. And some emotions continuously rising and ceasing. And so kind of reduce that wave turbulent of the mind, then the mindfulness, helpful mindfulness is necessary. So there are a lot of they use this elephant. It said once the drunken elephant of the mind. That means mind very powerful. Elephant is most powerful, one of the most powerful animal on the earth. Seemingly, this says our mind is very capable. They're powerful, strong thoughts and emotions also strong. The all actions human can achieve led by mind. So mind is quite strong. But this drunken elephant means this not on an omniscient mind yet. So still a lot of defilement, confusions, these driven by many chaotic emotions. So it's a drunken elephant. So then it said, once you really want to, through cultivation, you want this elephant not drunken. You want to, this elephant goes right direction. But elephant drunks not easily, kind of immediately, kind of become normal, clear, become possessing clear mind, this elephant. Some, the practice, when you practice, you want to do good, still have a negative, aspect or habituation drags you or pull your leg or, pinpoints, like a pulling, poaching to you in negative. Things are still rising. So it said, has been dragged by the form or wrong object, dragged away. You want, if you listen, has been. So it said that the gallow of the afflictions will blow. That means once you wanted to drag this elephant from the wrong object, then emotion rises to like doubt rises. Sometimes doubt has appears as a truth. People sometimes see only doubt is truth. Then others, no others can trust, but it's not true. Doubt itself also blind. Sometimes helpful, sometimes harmful. Doubt doesn't really pinpoint any truth. Doubt is for certain practice and studies very helpful. in certain practice, and then that is appear as a kind of a backlash and harmful even. So in Buddhism, Buddhist practice, doubt considered as a five poisons, one of them. Fundamentally, relatively in certain stages, they're helpful. So that's why it said through doubt, let's see, gradually you achieve, through doubt, you gradually achieve liberation. That is also mentioned in text. But it doesn't really say you always have to doubt. It said doubt is because have a question and answer can clarify that answer or experience. You have some doubt, then you cultivate practice, then show, you can show the right path. The doubt itself disappears. So now, these, although we said today few standards, but actual practice very important with those spirit or this view. I'm going to continue on this. It's hard for the lower walked. It's hard for the lower walled house of word. Words and listen. Lower house of the word and listening. To withstand the army of afflictions, to build the tower of certainty, strive hard at contemplation and the meditation. So it said not only words and listening. It's not enough. You have to cultivate practice. It said, only listen, theoretical or rational understanding cannot really go deep. Only that, or you say, it cannot guard you from army of afflictions attacking by this withstand the. It's hard for the low world house of words and listening to withstand the army of afflictions. So this said, so what to do now? Then he said that you make that build, you build in more stronger and higher tower. So that is real practice. The real certainty came from in real experience. So to build the tower of certainty, strive hard at contemplation and meditation. Like you have a strong foundation, and then it's important. Or emphasize the three higher trainings, hearing, contemplation and meditation. This put the hearing and the contemplation at same category, then it's so called study and practice. Study and practice, then both important. Of course, sometimes people may say, "Oh, only the result is important. The process is not important." Like that is saying, studying is not that important. It's a half kind of way. Practice is most important, of course, but without the study, the practice is also bland, not much effective. And so both important. And then free yourself with the human boat, from the great river of suffering. Such a boat is hard to get again. Now what you have got done, don't be lazy. Well, we have a lot of things to do and we can spend our time in different ways. Now, especially one friend told me, in this age, reach maybe 50s, 10 times really flies in some years, begin not for long, not too long, but it's in the middle and not too long and said this year's end, like that, time flies. So it's maybe true. Then I replied, if you can silently practice one day, you were going to felt that time is slowing down and you have experienced the time really goes by slowly. That the best methods for longevity is just not engaging too much busyness. And some people may not have that luxury to kind of avoid busy work, but if you have a Saturday, Sunday, or other time, not 24 hours, but even 1 or 2 hours, you can intentionally pay kind of rest, give yourself some time and space, and then do nothing. If you possible, just meditate and then cultivate with the life phenomenon. Think about what is really important, and then more organized life. You don't worry and wondering too much. Do necessary things, then you have a free from the distractions and different wonders thinking. No use. Sometimes we are not like a machine. We are not we cannot say don't think, then we don't think. Think, we can start to think. Our mind not function like that, but we can intentionally like breathing, practice, and slowing down our busyness, and also compassionate training make us, or what we think, become more gentle. If we think too complicated negatively, that is also time consuming, energy consuming kind of circle. So if you want only have a genuine peaceful attitude towards every sentient beings, then not much worry this and that, and then this is bad, this is good, not no, he's doing right and wrong, these you see them as just everything as a friend, dear kind of friends or closed one, then you don't guess much, say thinking, worrying too much. It's everything is become like more smooth, peaceful. And it said one teacher, he only know one words in Sanskrit. He said acha. So whatsoever people say, please master, can you teach me, he often will smile and say acha acha. And can you give me a precious pill, something? They say acha, I give you. And I'm cold, can you turn on heat? Or he said acha acha. So for him, every movement is very gentle and slow. And all the way of thinking in his mind is loving and dear, and everything is kind of no quarrel, no discrimination, no fear, that nothing. So it's a good, that kind of a pace and life state. His faith and everything is very, very calm and ease, with the ease. So important. Let's see. No, I think we're going to stop here today. I'm also second day at the park. So thank you for attending our class. I'm going to dedicate this merit for all sentient beings. Wish this become karmic kind of a link point that they also get benefit and until reach enlightenment. May the lives of the glorious master be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. With this, I say, because today maybe I went through a little bit faster, related teachings, these you can just look at one verses and then you can spend a little bit time to think what is really meaning. If you easily get that meaning, then you think how that these teachings are like a mirror that reflects what you are doing. What are you doing? Where are you now with this? So we are not saying you should be, every aspect have to be perfect, but we have to kind of reflect. And then some space you can change and grow, increase our meritorial deeds, then we can really, in next hour, next day, week, with next person who we talk, with next person who we sit. So we always like mindful. It means remember the teaching. Sometimes mindful means be careful or something like that, but it's a real mindfulness. Mindfulness means you have to understand the view or teachings. Then second is you address your mind, or you can adjust your mind with these teachings. This is also mindfulness. Then bring some happiness and peace. This is called mindfulness. Without these, I don't think it's mindfulness according to Dharma teachings. So anyway, thank you very much.